Good morning, good afternoon to you, my sisters and brothers, saints and sinners, friends and family of Charles Ralph Pachter Jr., children of God. Are you here looking for the living among the dead? That question, so poignant and yet so confusing at first, particularly to the first listeners who heard it, from these two shining men standing there in the tomb of Jesus. That question. And these listeners, these three women coming to deal with the body of a loved one in the customary manner among their people, who are shocked and surprised. Having found out this body of this man that they had sought, this Lord Jesus Christ, was nowhere to be found. Who took it? Where did it go? What monster would do such a thing, such as making our loved one vanish in such a manner? These wonderful witnesses to the resurrection, three ordinary women who followed Jesus in his life and loved him and were so devoted to him, so as to be there for him to see the respectful disposition of his remains. Now, while it must have been a fright for them to encounter these two shining people in the tomb, so unexpected, and yet it was nevertheless a blessing for them to be there at that moment, the first of many who would be called witnesses as to the majesty and the glory of the risen Christ. Luke doesn't call these men that they encounter angels. We might expect that is who they are, though, although it might bring to mind also Moses and Elijah from Jesus' transfiguration. And such an important question they ask to the women: why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the battered body of Jesus here when he has risen just as he told you? This whole question says so much. It reminds the women of the promise that Jesus gave them, said that he would be handed over to them, that he would be handed over to sinners, that he would be executed in the most humiliating manner of the time, and that he would rise again, that Jesus Christ was, in fact, not counted among the dead, but raised up to heaven to be seated with God. And that his glorious resurrection came about in order that they may also be saved from bondage of death at the end of their days. Why do we seek the living among the dead? We've come together to say goodbye to our friend, father, brother, and uncle, Charles Robert Pachter Jr., and have come to remember his life and indelibly scribe his image on our minds. This man who we at Lutheran Church of the Cross knew as Charles and sometimes Charlie, who I knew in my short time here as someone who made it to Sunday morning as often as he could, and everybody here whose cell phone rang in the beginning of the service, you did Charles honor. Because we could always expect to hear his phone ringing during worship. And he made it here, taking the bus from his home on Ashby. Charles, who always joined us at coffee hour afterwards, who reliably provided the youngsters in the congregation with coloring books and maybe other toys. And yet this Charles, who went by his middle name Ralph that we never heard, had in his 89 years quite a bit of history, having left home at 18 to join the army after having some struggles growing up. He understood the struggles that youth face today and always had an open heart for the underprivileged, the ones who were rejected from society, who needed to know that they were cared for and appreciated and on somebody's mind. And Charles Ralph was somebody that felt that with an open heart. Charles Ralph was somebody who lived for other people. And even as he entered World War II at the very end of it, and left the army to pursue a degree in engineering and wound up with the United States Postal Service for a very long and illustrious career, during which time he met and married Alice May Dahl, right here in this building when it was Bethany Lutheran Church. And they had their beloved son Daniel, who was brought up and baptized here. For his family, Charles Ralph lived. And Charles very much loved his home of Albany and Berkeley, so much that he spent the rest of his life here once he settled, right after his army service, and was involved both in the church community as well as the other organizations he loved, like the postal unions and the local VFW, and a lifelong supporter of the Democratic Party. And for his country and the other issues that he loved, Charles Ralph lived. And so why do we come looking for the living among the dead? Charles Ralph's life was evidence that he lived for life and that he truly loved life. Even as we have come together to say goodbye to him, I cannot help but acknowledge that even as he lives in our memories and in our hearts, he is also very much alive in the arms of God in heaven. We hold our memory of his conversations with us, of his dealings with us, of his work with us, whether we knew him by his family, by his job, or at one of his two congregations, Shepherd of the Hills or Lutheran Church of the Cross. He lived for all these things, and yet he lives again in Christ. There is a real truth in the resurrection that we find a tragedy of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, which transformed into the victory of the reign of God at resurrection. That wondrous, glorious event itself is a promise to each and every one of us that God's victory saves us from the shackles of death and the grave. And that even as Charles Ralph is reunited with his beloved wife, Alice May, once more, all of us who loved him will also encounter Charles Ralph Pachter Jr. once again. We can look forward to that. Why do we seek the living among the dead? We know because of the boundless love of our God who has mercy on each of us, that when we finally seek Charles again, we will find him alive and in good health and basking in the richness of God Almighty. Amen.